Brittany's doing today?
Stay out of the seat. Let me turn this radio down, Patrick. It's 81 degrees. We're sitting out here at the FedEx station and getting ready to head back. We're out here by the airport and just mail some pizzas up to our nephew in Boston.
Hey, you were picking up some pizzas.
My nephew up in Boston, he just loves South Carolina peaches, and so we send him some a couple times a year. These are clings, but they got the big ones in yesterday, and so we just mail them out. It just takes 2 days to get them up there so they survive. I'd like to send some to Kansas now and then, but they're rotten time they get them there. Market, you gotta let them ripen up for a couple of days anyway. Oh, we're going to Amy's, that's right. I'm fine, Bernice. She's usually my navigator, but for some reason out here, Patrick, she gets mixed up.
We all do it at some point in time, somewhere, we all get turned around.
We go back over to this Vern Smith Parkway. Oh, it's starting to rain. Down past the end of runway 4. That'd be the north running runway, 4 degrees north. And go out Vern Smith and then down Highway 14 in the breeze. Down to Amy's house. She lives the south part of Greer. How's your day going, buddy?
It's going pretty good. Running a little bit behind, but not too bad. I should still be able to catch up and get it all done.
Put it in that getting home gear and get on the ball. Radar detector's going off, but there ain't no radars here. Yeah, it's supposed to thunderstorm this afternoon, possibility. Spotty as usual, but there's 50% chance. But it looks like it might be a little better than that to me, and we could use a little rain. That was a blessing. We needed it, and it was a nice, steady rain. We don't need any thunderstorms, per se. I just, knock on wood, just received a lightning arrestor for my new 160-meter vertical this afternoon, and put it in before this gets to going good. But there's one on the input to the house. But I put one out at the driveway, too, just to give it a shorter path rather than the house, I think.
It never hurts to have good lightning arresters when you got something as tall as these antennas up.
They've gotten higher, too. Even I use the Alpha Deltas, and they've been awful good. And Bill N4IQ says they're good, and that's good enough for me, whatever Bill says. And time you pay the shipping and the taxes and all of that crud on it, which adds about $15 to it, they wind up being about $63.
Protection, though.
I would agree with that. Let's see. Speed limit 45, and I'm just running 62, so I better slow down. I wasn't paying attention, and this Avalon's pretty quiet, so you don't notice it at times, Patrick. We're going down a big hill out here by the airport. Bad. It really got hot fast. We went out and put some of those hooty-dooties around the tomato plants, you know, those steel frames, and watered them a little bit, and did a rearrangement of one chicken out there and seeing how that works out. Put her in with our 8 little ones. And they said after 8 weeks it'd be okay. And the other chickens keep pecking the feathers out of her, and I felt sorry for her. And so I stuck her in with the little ones. She hadn't bothered them, so I guess that's going to work out.
Maybe it'll all work out for the best there. but you never know.
Well, are you making any sales with this inflation being what it is?
Some, but everything I made goes into diesel fuel.
It raised again last night. How much is it now? Over six?
This morning, the highest I've seen coming down the mountain was $5.99. It's not quite made it to six yet, but it's right there on the door.
$99.99 is pretty close to six. I flunked to a ton of funnage, but I can count when it comes to money.
Places where you can get it a little cheaper, but that just means the next time they get fuel, it's going to be more expensive too.
So mobile. Now I'm by runway 22 now at the airport, GSP. I'll tell you what, to hook that antenna up that Chad Kimmorton shot up for me the other day, I bought 150 feet of LMR 400, which is just coax, you know, it's a good coax. What do you think that cost?
Feet, it was probably about $350.
No, I'm not buying any tools from you. It was $239.95, and I squealed at that.
The last time I bought it, Chad and I split a roll, and it was over $600.
Whoa, 500 feet?
Roger that.
Once, and I bought a roll of it quite a few years ago, because a lot of that wire I had on my stuff was from up in Kansas off of my antennas up there. And it just got old, and I replaced it, and I noticed it was blackened inside quite a bit. It was good wire, RGA, but this LMR 400's got about the best velocity factor there is at UHF, and I think 8/10 of a decibel loss at 100 feet, so that's great. But I bought a roll of it from DX Engineering, and what they sell you is their version of LMR 400, and it's not. The dielectric in it, when you go to solder PL259s on it, and it just doesn't have as high a temperature rating, and it makes it much more difficult to deal with. And the OD of it is different enough that I can't, ND7J recommended good kind of crimp on PL259s, which I'm very much against that, but when Bob says they're good, they're good. And so I got them and was going to use them, and the OD on their coaxial cable with that kind of a velocity factor would not accept them. It was just a fight to try to get one on there. You'd spend more time you'd ever dream of. So I just went back to the silver, regular PL259s, but don't get caught up in that. I usually get my stuff from the wire man, but for some reason this time I didn't on, because he's about equal to anybody else, I think, Patrick.
But I got mine from DX Engineering, and I ordered the Times Microwave LMR 400, and then the crimp and solder to PL259s, and everything went pretty smooth with them so far.
A tool to crimp it on with?
Collar around the wire itself, and then you solder the conductor.
Well, that'd be very acceptable. How much was the crimping tool?
Hey, it was like $59 or something like that, somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't remember exactly.
Information. See, they didn't have that at the time, or this many years ago, but I have their stripping tools, which I do not like, but I got them. I've heard other people had good luck with them. It's very well made. But the cutter on that stuff that they sent me, it just wouldn't work. Again, the ID of the conductor hole was, it just wouldn't work. It was too small, if I remember rightly. And it's hard for me without a machine shop to try to drill a straight hole through a small hand tool, you know. But at any rate, I'll bear that in mind if I ever have to order anything. And Phoenicia says, what about antennas?
You're not going to get any more.
Because she helps me out there. She says, no more. You said no more antennas. Well, just one.
You don't let the cat out of the bag, Tom. You wasn't supposed to do that.
It's kind of like E.F. Hutton, you know. When E.F. Hutton speaks, I listen. Well, when the War Department speaks, I listen. You know, most of the time. But Chad helped me out with this 160 vertical. And it's pretty nice. I had a little discrepancy yesterday. And I talked to Bill about it. And he said, just leave it like it is, Tom. It'll work fine. Usually on a vertical, I've always been told they radiate equally bad in all directions. I don't recommend verticals usually, but this 160 vertical is supposed to be pretty good, especially at receiving. So I can use my Carolina Windham and then have that as another source. And I think this one may be oriented towards Europe better, because 160 is a real booger of a band, Patrick, and I just wanted it for CW, but it tunes in the sideband area too. It's 1.8 to 2 megacycles, I think, if I remember rightly.
A heck of a vertical for a 160, I'm sure. But Tom, I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7.3s for now. You and Miss Bernice be careful out there, and hope you get home okay. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
Okay, Patrick, good to hear you. Now, Chad was over at Roland's, and I don't know him, I guess, and he called me this morning, and I think I convinced Roland that Chad's antenna shooter does a fine job. We actually used a plumb bob, and now he's machined a new one for the projectile, but it, man, that thing will put him out of sight. It's better than mine, but you'd expect that with Chad, and he was out helping somebody, as usual. Anyways, he's a glutton for punishment in this heat, I'll tell you that. Take care, Patrick. KO4HKX and 0TR, clear.
KO4TR, Jay, for radio check.
Didn't catch all your call. I think it was KK4TR. This is in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. And could you give me another transmission?
Hello, Kilo 4TRJ, Tango Romeo Juliet. That's Bill in Cowpens.
Bill, good afternoon. Nice to meet you. Got a pretty fair signal. If we was talking on HF, I'd give you about 579. Does that mean anything to you? You got a little bit of static there in the background, but very copyable. No problem here.
Hold FT-736R, and just getting it back on the air and getting it set up. So appreciate the coming back on it. Thank you so much, Tom.
Pleasure's all mine, and we've arrived at the daughter's to drop off some eggs that our chickens laid. So I'll let you go, Bill. 73, this is N0TR, clear.
K4TRJ, clear.